Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I'm coming to you with a special epi, or a speci epi. Sorry, speci epi. So you guys probably recognize that voice. That is the voice of our executive editor and co-host of The Dips. Not The Dips. She's executive editor at The Dip.
I'm the co-host of Hot Off the Mess.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like really all over the place today.
It's Allison 6.0 Pro Max X. Here I am.
You guys, we are here to discuss Summer House and only Summer House because it premiered and I'm thrilled.
I'm a new woman.
I feel invigorated, Allison.
Yeah. I was recently dreading January 17th.
Oh.
Because I turn 30 on January 17th. And when I saw the Summer House episode, I knew this was going to be an okay year. I would be fine. Mm-hmm. And that's, I ushered it in the only way I know how with my drunk idiots. And they were drunk and they were idiots.
They were so drunk. And I can't get enough of them. I've loved them since season one. And I felt like no one watched the show then. I feel like no one really started watching until like season four.
Yes.
Even season three, like I felt like people didn't really fuck with. But season four is kind of...
I mean, I was around for the Workus circus. Don't worry. So I get it.
The Workus circus. That was... And then that one girl, she was like the fit model. And then there was like the PR girl.
The entertainment journalist who worked for Page Six.
Like, what is going on? Haven't heard from her since. Yeah. Hope she's doing well.
I think Lindsay like destroyed her because they got into like a huge fight. Blowout. I don't even remember her name.
Sorry to this woman. So let's just start at the very tippy top.
The tippy top is a preview for what's to come on the season. And it included Austin saying, "I'm going to eat you from front to back." Again, we had to be victimized. Yeah.
That is a phrase that literally haunts Allison.
I on camera.
Yeah.
I'm not like a prude, but like I feel scandalized when I hear it, it's when I see the closed captions.
It's aggressive. It sounds just like it's like they wanted you not only to hear it, but they wanted you to see it. And they wanted you to
read
know.
Read my lips, Austin.
And the upcoming, you know. The preview for the upcoming season, the daunting wedding, the nuptials, we got Carl and Lindsay now together saying that they basically officially started dating at the wedding.
At said wedding. I'm glad two couples got together at that wedding. I'm not convinced Amanda and Kyle will.
Can I just say something? When I saw Amanda's backyard, I was like, her family is wealthy.
Yeah, they're paying for the entire wedding.
I didn't know any of that. I thought Amanda just was a regular gal, you know.
No, I've been on their Zillow. It's a nice house.
Yeah, I mean, it was stunning. Yeah. That backyard held quite a few hooligans.
Oh, my God. And a huge-ass Barnum & Bailey's was back there. The tent was enormous.
Barnum & Bailey's. I don't. Okay, so let's just get into the episode.
Yeah, you said tippy top, and then I brought it back to Austin.
And then the front to the back to the...
Yeah.
Yuck.
Ooh.
So we, first of all, in my notes, I wrote down ?, green BMW ?. When I saw...
Whose was that? Was that Kyle?
Kyle and Amanda's. Yeah. I don't know if they rented it or if it's there. I feel like it's theirs. I wasn't expecting it. That looks like something a wealthy grandfather would drive around. That looks like what the grandfather in Parent Trap would drive.
So I had my question was the interior.
The leather.
That was like a rich caramel leather interior. Cognac. Good. Mm-hmm. And that's it was almost distracting. Yeah. I actually wondered about the cars for all of them because like Lindsay's got the box.
The Jeep, the Rubicon.
Yeah.
That's such a fitting car for Lindsay. If I could describe Lindsay as a car, it would be a Jeep Rubicon. Like where the doors come off, the top comes down. Like it's just, she's ready to rock and roll. Like, you know.
She's not off-road.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. She's going through the dunes.
She's off-road.
She is Probably. She is honestly the backbone of Summer House.
She is.
Like, she, I don't necessarily think she's the heart and soul of Summer House, but I think she's the backbone. I think she carries the show on her goddamn back.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking year.
Okay. So we meet some of the new people too. And one of them is Maya.
Love. Maya Cookie. Cookie Girl Allen.
We would not have met her though if it were up to anybody on the show.
No. The fact that she's brought on as a friend of Paige's. Apparently, I don't know how close these two really are. I feel like because when she was
I love when they asked how do you know her? She goes, I don't know, just New York drinking outside.
Yeah, Carl was like, oh, okay. So this is production. This is production.
Yeah, I mean, I like her
too. I'm interested. I really fell for her the moment she got annoyed with the newcomer Alex. She got a little annoyed with him, and I caught it.
What was she annoyed about? His 2 pounds of turkey?
It's disgusting.
I have a lot, actually. I actually have a lot of thoughts.
Oh, I do too. I'm looking at my notepad right now, and I'm like, oh, you hated this man who spoke for 4 minutes.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Is Luke coming?
Yes, I believe. Okay. He always likes to start out in fucking Minnesota.
Like, Minnesota. If I hear one more person say Minnesota,
I know.
I'm gonna.
No one really talks like that.
Nobody's.
No. And number two, I think Luke has it in his contract where he's like, you have to remind people that I am from Minnesota every year.
I could see that.
Like,
It's
his fucking brand. That's like me going, hi, this is Samantha Bush from The Dip. Also, I live in Michigan.
Yeah.
Every day.
Or like, and it's weird too because like he lives in New York.
He's a city boy.
But he's just always in Minnesota.
Like, you can go back there. I don't know what's stopping you. He has a house there. He's always like chopping wood. Anyways, okay. So we're driving in the car with Paige, and I have to say, fucking love her with her curlers. I was like, God damn it, Paige. I love
you. She looks great.
She looks amazing. She's truly stunning, gorgeous. Sierra's stunning, gorgeous.
She got curtain bangs.
They're growing out. You can see she's in that in between bang phase. But Maya is just tucked away in the back. She's not even sitting in the middle seat.
No. Okay. The way Summer House, they pack up their lives to go to the Hamptons. And usually in the back seat is about 17 container store bins just shoved in, shoved in. They gave Maya Cookie Allen about a foot. And they said, make it work.
Yeah.
And she did. But she was contorted.
Yeah.
I could tell, like, I'm like contorting my body as if this is a visual medium. She's like, I mean, it was like Hereditary crawling up the wall. Like, she was like contorted to try to make herself fit.
No, and just her introduction was just a ding with an arrow that pointed at her and said, Maya.
And I was like, and it was also because Sierra was recording her and Paige, and then Maya squeezed into the background and she goes, and Sierra goes, oh.
Yeah. Because Maya was like, oh, I'll drive. And she was like, oh, yeah, you're here. I was like, oh, God. I'm like, geez.
I do like her. She seems fine.
I'm excited to see, like, what happened. I want to know more about her backstory. This 5-year engagement.
I know.
Ma'am.
That's a lot. I knew shit. I mean, as if the preview wasn't enough.
Yeah.
When Amanda kept saying, only 2 years longer than mine, I was like, ooh,
no,
we're starting.
We're going to get to that because I didn't really fully understand what the point of all of that was.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was just alcohol infused.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that. That's a segment.
I am watching every goddamn interaction with Eagle Eyes on Lindsay and Carl. Every moment I am just taking it all in. I'm just like the hug, the touching, the finding the bedroom, Carlito's, this feels Carlito. I was like, oh, this is a romance.
I bet it is feeling Carlito.
I bet it is feeling.
Carlito looks good.
I've always had a thing for him, even when he had his yellow tooth. I've always had a thing for Carl. Seeing him now, he seems like he's in such a good place, like mentally. He's working on himself every day. He posts a quote from the Calm app on his Instagram story. Just, I think that's cute. I think it's sweet. And I like What I love is that him and Lindsay came out and finally admitted that they are in a relationship. Thank you, God. Yeah. As if the Dirty Dancing couple's costume was not enough. And people, I only saw a few people be like, oh, this is for publicity. And I have to say, I don't think so.
No.
Especially no. After this episode, I was like,
no. Yes.
Heartfelt.
They live in the same building, right? That was like a thing. Like, I remember on like a Watch What Happens Live or at some point, it was revealed that they actually live in the same apartment building. I don't think I'm making that up. I would put like, I'd say 95% on that one. That's a high number.
If you find out that Allison's lying, you have full reign to harass her in her DMs.
Yeah, you can drag me, dox, whatever you want to
know. Dox.
You know, just, it goes from drag to dox.
Yeah.
No, but my point is like, I think that they're very close. And I think that like, after the finger bang, if I may.
In the pantry?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna count them out. And then to see them open up to each other, I'm like, no, there's something here. Like, you know that they're doing like movie nights and they're doing like, this is like, I'll say it. I think the finger bang was just the beginning of the relationship.
I think it was.
And then we kind of had to cool off a little bit.
They both weren't right in a place where they could take each other on. Like,
no. And Carl is 6 months sober. Mm-hmm. Seems to be doing great. I mean, looks like he said, phenomenal. He's doing, looks great. Skin. I love that he shot it out. His skin has never mm-hmm. been better.
Yeah.
He's definitely washing 2 times a day. And then you've got him going to AA every morning. Working, I mean, he's out. Creating, he's, oh, he's working out.
Mm-hmm. I got my and eyes on I'm those
happy.
Calves.
I'm really happy. Like I said, he is Carl 6.0 Pro Max X, as I said in the beginning of the episode. And I am, I'll, you know what? Even if I just got the 5.0, I'm going for the 6.0 at Apple. I'm there on Friday morning at 3 a.m. in line.
What separates the boys from the men, and by boys from men, I mean Carl from the men of Vanderpump Rules, is Jax would show up every year and be like, I'm a different guy. I'm a new guy. But he's going
with nothing to show for it.
Just, and no one can really attest that he's different, except for the fact he watched Friends on his rehearsal dinner night. That was bizarre to me. Anyway, but Carl's like put in the fucking work. He could have gone to Winter House.
Yeah.
He could have collected that check. Great point. He could have been like, but he didn't. He was like, I have to put my health first. I was in a dark place. Like, and that made me horny for Carl.
Yeah, when I saw him in that t-shirt that said mental health matters, men, because he's trying to
promoting.
Look, guys, I'll say men, you know, I think there's a stigma surrounding like mental health and men. And I really appreciate when he, you know, he's doing his part to like, I mean, he talked about his brother's death. He talked about his own like
journey.
Darkness with drinking. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's doing, like you said, like, I think he's distinguishing the men from the boys. Mm-hmm. And I think most of them are boys in there.
We have to talk about something, Allison. You don't like the Italian Stallion.
Gives me the creep.
And I have to know why. I want to know what it is about this 6'4", as Paige described, 6'4", ripped Italian model that you don't like.
Two things can be true.
Okay.
We can hold two truths at the same time.
Yes.
He is a 6'4", ripped Italian model. Yes.
Yeah.
Does he give me the heebie-jeebies? I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Okay.
I hated how he cuffed his pants.
It's very Italian.
Give me the it.
Like, he wants you to know that he's Italian.
I don't need, like, I know. The way I wrote, he's a lovesick puppy, and I found it emasculating. And I know, guys, I'm setting the movement back decades.
Yeah.
But the way he brought the coffee and like was like, love you, as he like left their bedroom, Sierra and Paige, I was like, you're mortifying.
He doesn't give me the creeps. I find him to be very good looking. I find him very sexy.
Oh, he is.
I would probably fall for his traps, like, you know, a bunny with a broken leg in the woods. Like, I, like, that would be me. He is Massimo from The Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen someone be so Italian in this way before on tele. Like, to the point like where it feels like it's a joke sometimes.
It feels put on, like he's putting a character on
when
sometimes.
He says Amanda, I'm like, what is going on right now? And then I wrote down in quotes when they were at the dinner. He said, God bless guacamole.
Oh, I wrote that down. No, it was God bless guacamole. Let's have some.
And I was like, what is happening?
I wrote that down too. Yeah. I think the thing with him,
yeah,
what I think is a fascinating psychology study,
okay,
is Paige wanted him more than anything in Winterhouse.
Cried
over this man. Mm-hmm. And then she starts hooking up with Craig in, I believe she said May.
It looked like she had to think about it. I'm going to just clock that.
She did.
Yeah.
But my point is then Andrea is like, I don't know why she doesn't like me. And I'm like, oh, that is some reverse psychology. And you always want what you can't have. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's take or leave it for me. Like, I know what's going to happen with Paige and Craig. So I think I'm just like, you're going to look like a fool. But
he's just a good character to have on the show. Like, I don't think like some people belong on television a la Gabby of Winterhouse, Julia, Miss Pasta Eater Girl. I don't think those people belong on television. You know who I don't think belongs on television is Alex.
No, Alex is...
Alex, okay. 2 pounds turkey, whatever his last name is. What's his last name?
Oh, I don't know. Starts with a W. I have to say something about Alex. First of all, I have a theory that Alex was not always a ripped bro.
No. And
are you being sarcastic?
Yes. Are you okay? He wasn't.
And I think that he is quite literally the most awkward person.
Mm-hmm. He looks ever straight into the camera at one point. He did.
We love a fourth wall being broken. Mm-hmm. He has no game. No game.
None.
He is so embarrassing. It's just proof that, like, it's not all about the body, guys.
No.
Like, I don't even think will touch a girl.
No.
Unless he falls into someone accidentally. Because he ate too much turkey.
The thing I find so triggering about him is you've met him before. Like, you've met this guy before. The guy with the muscle tank tops who eats the 2 pounds of turkey. He goes to work out. He comes back. He has breakfast tacos. He walks around. When I saw this man, I can't explain it. When I saw this guy, Alex, walk through the house with his muscle tee tank, mm-hmm, snapping his fingers as he walked.
The snap.
I was like, get
him. Why do boys do that? Men.
Out of here.
Hot of the mess men. Men. Listeners.
Yes.
Why?
Are you snapping?
What is it with the snaps?
They do. Men love to snap. They love to walk and they love.
But it's not like a normal snap. It's, mm-hmm, like the one where they like flick their wrist.
They're like nervous.
It's so weird.
Maybe he's really nervous.
Oh, he definitely has anxiety.
There was for sure. Take yourself off. Merch store open.
listeners, I purchased multiple items from the Bravo Historian capsule collection.
Thank you.
One of them is the Take Your Zoloft long sleeve tee, and I cannot wait. I got it in indigo. I'm going to be spicy mama.
I'm laughing just because my mom's best friend B did give me a note through my mother saying, you need one that says Xanax. And I'm like, I'm working on it, girl.
No, you're going to just work through all the meds. Drugs. Yeah.
Anyways, there was this moment that I was referencing to earlier with Maya, where she's eating goldfish out of a gallon carton, you know, those ones from Costco. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because I'm a goldfish girl. I'm not a cheesy girl. I'm a goldfish girl.
Yes.
And they're talking about Kyle. And it's like this little moment where Alex like says something, but he says it so matter of fact. And Maya's like, yeah, we know he's not here. And like just keeps eating. And it's like the little moment. And I'm like, that is his life. Like, he is just so painfully awkward, and it just makes me sad. Like, I'm like,
it does.
Please never come back.
I think he's going to just lurk in the background the whole season.
He's going to be the fit model girl. Like, who was that?
Who are you even talking about?
The girl, the fit model from like the first season, the little one, Jacqueline.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. See, that's, yes. And we're not going to even remember him. With that said, I'd love if he could bring some drama, but it's just like, it's, here's the problem with like Summer House is you have your core people who are constantly bringing drama. So anything beyond that is just like looked over, mm-hmm. you know, like, even when like with Jason and Gabby, like Gabby and Luke was like such a B plot line on Winter House because we had all the other drama to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that like this is going to be like, even if he had something like he meets a girl, like we're not going to be invested in him meeting a townie.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I don't care if he meets some Montauk mama. I don't care. But you know what I do care about?
T-shirt.
You know what I do care about?
What?
Queen Sierra is down bad over Austin. Down bad. Our girl's down bad. I don't know what hold this man has over women. I can't.
Whatever the hold is, it's front to back.
It's so weird because she's like, you know, I don't know what's going on with me in Austin. And Paige is like, you're not dating him. Like, what do you mean? He's not here. Like,
I found it really refreshing when Paige was just like, I'm single. And she's like named the two guys that she's like consistently hooking up with and they're both aware of it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, to be clear, I'm single. And I was like, I love that.
Love.
For her especially because we've seen her journey of just so desperately wanting to be in a partnership. I kind of found it incredible. And then you've got Sierra on the other hand, who is like chained to Austin.
To this Muppet. I was like, Sierra, please.
She's really coming into her own, though. I gotta say, every show,
she's feeling herself.
Every show,
And I respect it. I think I cannot wait for the blow up between her and Danielle because they're each both the same person to Lindsay and Paige. Like Sierra is that person to Paige, but I think Danielle and Lindsay are like my girlies, like. I really love them. I think they're like down-ass bitches. I think they're always down to laugh and have a good time. And they have each other's fucking back. But yeah, it's like a really deep, like real friendship.
Sure.
And I wrote down in my notes, excuse me.
I know, you noted.
I noted that there's always this like division with the girls. And I don't know what it, I don't know where the tension comes from. And I feel like Amanda kind of.
You'll never see Lindsay in bed with Paige
ever.
And I do love, you know, I have to be honest, like I see Paige, Sierra and Amanda laying in bed and it does like, it reminds me of me and my friends. Like when I lived with my friends, whether it be like when I had a roommate or when I was in college living in my sorority house, like one of my favorite things was like the next morning getting into bed and we all would just like gossip and, you know, giggle
you
and
would do like
so
the rundown
fun.
Of like the night before.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because like that just doesn't exist with those two groups. It's like they're very clicky. Back to what you said though, about like Danielle and Lindsay, their friendship is so deep. And you could see that with like when Danielle was saying like, Lindsay's going through some things right now, but that's all she said, you know, and like she let Lindsay tell her truth and tell her story about the miscarriage that she had with Jason, which what a reveal.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even touched that. We haven't even touched Amanda and
we
Kyle.
We haven't touched cookies yet.
Oh
but
my God.
But I will just say Danielle, when she said that she's going to marry her boyfriend, I was like hooting and hollering on my couch as if my best friend just told me like I'm gonna marry this man because I love Danielle so much and I trust her. And so when she said that, I was like, fuck yeah, you are, girl. I'm what do you need? What can I do? Can I send him ring pics? Like, I don't even know you. And then here she's talking about snacks too. And I was like, God, I have to die for her.
She mentioned snacks multiple times. And I was like, I love you.
She brought snacks and put them into her bedroom, which made me think, oh no shit. I would need to do that too. And then I started thinking about what snack would I bring? And then she also got home drunk and she goes, I want a snack. And I go, I love it.
Yeah,
I love her.
Go to your room, girl. There's lots of snacks in there. I just love her. I just think she's like a real person. Like, I think she's not so into the reality world, but she's
like
happy to be a part of it.
We all saw what she wore her first season.
Yeah, we did. But she's like happy to be a part of it. But she's like, this isn't my life. Like, where
it's just an honor to be here. Right. Danielle's
Whereas
motto.
Like with Paige, and Sierra, it's become more of like a career, which is fine.
Yeah, totally. Should we talk about?
Should we? Yes.
Lindsay? Let's talk Lindsay first.
Of course.
Yeah. So what a reveal. I mean,
well,
first
at the
of
dinner,
all,
she got a little defensive.
She got quite a bit defensive.
And they were
she
all
got
like,
activated.
They were like, Lindsay. And Carl was like, her eyes start turning red. You just
oh my God,
kinda
the
like,
graphic they gave her.
I was screaming. And just the montage of her getting activated multiple times over years. And Carl, this is when I knew that this is like legit, is when Carl said his confessional, he's like, you got to let her kind of just calm down and you got to come at her the next day.
I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Yeah. I was like, fuck yes. I was like, I love you.
Yeah. We love Carl right now. Almost
love.
Just said Kyle. Yeah. But so when they were like laying or sitting on her bed, just lacing up her shoes. I really actually found that conversation, first of all, like horrible experience for her. She looked like when her in her like confessional, when she was like getting teary-eyed about it, like mm-hmm. I was really sad for her, but I just thought it was such a nice moment for them. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that I think eventually will be the reason that they get together and then maybe last forever. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they'll
it
never
was surprising
separate.
Though. So is Jason going to show up at all? What do you know?
I don't know, but I don't think he does.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like they would have shown that in the previews.
I mean, she says she's just dating him and they're just dating.
Yeah. So she's like, but I think when a situation like that happens, especially for a woman like Lindsay, who is like, you know, mid-30s, she does want a family. I think it just emphasized to her like how much she really would love to be in love and like in a relationship. And as much as she's saying, I'm single and I'm fine with it, it's like, I think in her heart, she's like, I would really love to like start a family.
She got so close to like her dream.
So close.
And then, you know, I mean, she said too, she would have kept the baby. And mm-hmm. When she said it's sad.
It would have been a really cute baby. I got chills.
Oh, I started crying when she said, I've always wanted a family, because we know like her
situation.
Struggle with her situation. But when there's Aunt Rhonda, though.
Love her. Die for her.
Die for Aunt Rhonda. No, but I think that we're seeing the groundwork. And like you said, like eagle-eyed, watching every interaction, mm-hmm. every hug, every body language. And
he looked like really upset.
He did.
He was like, I can't believe I didn't know. I can't believe he just felt terrible.
Right. Which is why I think that they spend a lot of time together outside of like filming, especially if they live in the same building, allegedly. and I think that like I saw when she's like, it would have been a really cute baby. He goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, you wish it was your baby?
100%.
100%. He's thinking our babies would be cute too.
She'll get pregnant this summer. I have a feeling.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just have like this like really weird feeling.
Oh my God. I love a gut feeling.
Yeah. Witch like intuition, bitch. It's a real thing.
Witch like intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cast some spells, which you do.
I didn't. I paid someone to cast spells for me.
Guys, if you have not checked out thedip.com, Sam wrote an article about paying an Etsy witch to cast a love spell.
Awesome. Not towards anyone directly. I just wanted
it. Oh, so it wasn't pointed.
No, it was like, I mean, I have a person that I like.
Sure. You're like, push this energy towards.
Yeah, like I would love that. She said it's going to take about 3 moon phases, whatever that means.
That's 3 months?
Is that a moon phase?
I don't know. I think it is.
I don't know. She's like, it's, you know, the energy. And then she also did a free protection spell.
Oh, I like that.
So. Watch me die.
Well, Mercury
like, next
is in retrograde starting end of last week. So
yeah,
fingers crossed for you. But yeah, I would recommend. I had what a journey that was reading that article. So I would recommend everybody.
You felt very upset by my choice of header photo, but we don't have to.
Okay. I can't get into it. You guys just look it up because it's shocking.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of love spells. So the cookies are crumbling.
The cookies are like, soggy.
Yeah, it's like when you accidentally drop your Oreo at the bottom of your milk and then you can't get it until the end and it's just disintegrated.
Yeah.
They're not doing well. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I don't know where to begin. We see them in the car and, you know, in their green.
Starting from the beginning.
Well, we see them in their green cognac BMW. And they just, I want to love them. I want to love their love. And I fell for it last season like a fucking idiot. I was crying over them. I was like, I love this.
I feel like I was fooled, honestly.
Bamboozled. Hustled. Led astray. We were. Because we have to remember, and I did kind of keep this in the back of my head, clearly not enough, last year, that the world was closed when they were filming this. So, like, Kyle couldn't go out. He, like, their life was kind of just insular and in a bubble. And now the world has opened back up. And Kyle, the menace, is running these streets. Like,
running rampant.
Running rampant.
Well, I do actually have a note about that, though.
Of course.
He should have absolutely gone home with Amanda. There's not one doubt in my mind.
Okay.
With that said, he is, in a way, kind of like tourism for the Hamptons. And that, like, if I'm out in the Hamptons and I hear Kyle Cook from Summer House is at Southampton Social, that is great business.
You're going.
Drinking lover. Of course I'm going in a heartbeat. Drinking lover boy. I'm going to go there and try to be like, you know, an embarrassing little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Take a photo.
In front of the cameras, off the cameras. I don't care. I'm not going to disrespect my girl Amanda who's at home, but I'm going to like want to see Kyle. Like naturally, like they did a nationwide tour mm-hmm. and everyone was going to grocery stores all around the nation.
Going to little markets. People were hitting
just to catch a glimpse. Mm-hmm. And so I'm obviously going to do that too. So I do kind of understand it. Like it is the first weekend they're there and you're going to want to put some FaceTime in. It's especially if they're $4 million in debt, which I don't know. I have bought so much merch.
Then
for them.
Then it concerns me that Carl's, it concerns me. Carlito is hitching his wagon.
I know.
And I'm,
but
anyways.
He says he's doing great at work.
Well, that's good.
At least he thinks that.
Yeah.
But part of me is kind of like, oh, you know what? I kind of get it. With that said, it seems like there's way more going on. Like something has occurred that, I mean, and I kind of want to say it might be something has occurred more than
we know
what we saw on the
100%.
Show. And that's why Amanda's reacting the way she is. And she's not saying it. And I kind of feel like something else happened because the way that she is like, you need to get drunk. You want to get drunk and you need to stay out and keep getting drunk versus coming home with me. I'm like, ooh, like there's so much more happening here.
It
and when she started that last weekend. Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it seems to be deeper, like, and it worries me a little bit.
It worried me. I mean, obviously it was really upsetting watching Amanda shuffle around, you know, in the dead of night.
She was really shuffling too.
She was shuffling.
Didn't pick a foot up.
No. Amanda.
As loud as could be.
God love her. I did notice that she was wearing jeans at one point. I was like, Amanda, it's 3 a.m. You don't have to wear jeans. Anyways, so she broke his things.
Yeah.
Put his luggage outside, locked the door.
Okay. Did you see how easily those doors opened?
Oh, a breeze.
It looked like a prop door.
Yeah.
I was like, I would be concerned if I was living
door.
In this house.
This is SNL. It's a set. It's weird. And I just felt so bad for her. And she was calling him 27 times. And I'm like, oh my God. And then we get a glimpse of what Kyle's up to. And he is just having the time of his life.
Yeah. What's the number of calls before you're like, I need to stop?
I've never done that.
No, neither have I, but I'm thinking like after 8.
I'm thinking after 4.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to bed.
Like the fact that she at 27, I think you're just torturing yourself. And I don't mean to like put, I'm not like trying to,
no,
you know,
of course,
but victim blame her, but like at that point, like we know the score.
It really was something when she was in bed and Paige and Sierra came in and they were talking. And Amanda's disclosing to them that if they call off the wedding, like they had to sign a paper that said Kyle would pay every penny back to
her parents.
To her parents. And Sierra was like, you have like some serious thinking to do. Like this is crazy. And then, I mean, Paige and Sierra both like looked at each other like, What the fuck? Like, we're going to go back to our room and talk shit about this because what is happening and right now?
Yeah. I loved it.
As I should.
I think the wedding contract or the, you know, whatever it is, it's a wedding contract, is if you need to put that in place, and it was if he calls off the wedding or the wedding doesn't happen, force majeure, like no COVID, we're not counting COVID, like if he does something, is basically what's happening. He needs to pay that. If that even needs to be put in place, that's truly concerning. I'm not even trying to be like, oh, like that's a red flag, but like it is like,
it's serious.
I've never known somebody to need to do that.
No. And I just think like if Amanda was my good friend and I saw her going through all of this, I would be like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, I can't seem to understand them together, to be completely honest with you, because, and I love Amanda, and I think Kyle is a great person to have on the show. I'm sure he's a nice guy. People said that when they've met Kyle in real life, that he's like the nicest person ever. I just don't see, I don't think they have a lot in common. I don't think they have, I don't think they're very compatible. I think Amanda is like someone who's like more low key, like likes to chill at home, and Kyle isn't. And it's to the point where it's like, it's taking a huge toll on their relationship. And they also do like a lot of digs at one another in front of people. And for me, I know when I've started to do that with people I'm dating, I need to sit back and be like, I'm like, there's emasculating this man here in front of my friends. I'm embarrassing him. Why am I doing that? Vice versa.
Right. Cause you should be wanting to build up somebody and,
or just don't fucking say anything about
it. Right. Mm-hmm. But I just think that like part of me honestly wondered too, like, is this for show?
Is what for show?
Like the fighting.
Oh, the fighting.
Like,
oh.
Like, I know that is a huge jump, but it's just like they got married. They honestly seem happy and together. And I like whenever I see them on social media, I know people that met them, and granted, they were doing like press and stuff, but like have always said that they're a lovely couple. And so like part of me is just kind of like, are they playing it up? And then my follow-up question is, why would Kyle put himself in the villain position?
Right.
Then, you know?
Yeah.
Cause he was in a good position last season with Hannah. And now it's just like the roles have been completely reversed.
He is proving
everything Hannah said.
Yeah.
Like everything. When he yelled at Amanda, I'm not the one hiring a fucking therapist. The way I was Lindsay with the flaming red eyes. Yeah. I was like, fuck you. Also, how like, dare how you? Like, you're the reason she needs a therapist. Mental health.
Yeah. So it's matters. Like, it just made me really sad to see them fight like this on night one. And not only are they fighting, but they're making it known throughout the house that they're fighting. Like, it's not a fight where like you're just having a little argument in the bathroom and shit might be like a little tense.
Like
for a
drunk spat. No, this was the morning is like after.
Carl had to bring his luggage inside.
But Lindsay Mannering, president of the Dip, did bring up a good thing. It's like he probably was still drunk. Wasted. Because he got home at 3-4 and it was 10 at the latest.
Oh, he was so drunk. He was so fucking drunk and he was probably so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm not making excuses. I think he's a fucking loser for everything that he said to her. And I think he like the way he was gaslighting her was so just the way he was like turning it around on her and like making that he's like, well, I broke my, you know, there was glass on the ground or something. And she was like, what? Like, why is this my problem?
Yes.
It's weird.
It doesn't seem like it seems like they're having two separate conversations. Like she's mad about his actions. He's mad that she reacted the way she did. And it's like, well, but you need to like talk about again, two things can be true. Talk about his actions, figure that out, and then talk about her reaction.
And I want to know if Carl will ever have a conversation with Kyle about his drinking because when you have something like this where it just keeps happening and it's like the same thing over and over again, Kyle getting like completely blacked out.
Yeah.
And you're like 40 years old. It's just like, it's getting weird. getting weird, to quote NeNe Leakes. And I'm just wondering if Carl will ever be like, dude, you got to like slow the fuck down, especially because he was, as we know, the officiant of the wedding. How do you officiate a wedding for people?
Wait, he was?
Yes.
At the real wedding or the one they did at the house last year?
The real one. He ordained them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't ordain them. He married them. He was ordained.
Oh, he married them. He's ordained, you know, tomato, tomato.
I mean,
tomato.
Maybe he ordained them from like weddingordained.com. But no, I totally agree with you. And that's actually a great point. And honestly, a conversation I'd love to see, because we've seen Kyle have that conversation with Carl when his drinking was out of control and he was showing up to work drunk. And I will just say, like, the way Amanda, I don't know if what I saw from Kyle yesterday was like what I think she sees, but I knew exactly what she, I feel like I have a full grasp of what is actually happening by the way that she spoke about it. When she was laying in bed with the girlies and was just like, last weekend was so bad. Like the way that like the vagueness of just like, it was so bad just tells me like it really is not okay. Mm-hmm. And I just hope he gets this shit together. You know, there are people like Sonia Morgan who, when the show is on, they put on a character and they go fucking crazy. And then the rest of the year, I mean, I don't know if Sonia's like that, but, you know, she goes on her like detoxes. Yeah. So she doesn't drink.
Yeah. Remember when she got stuck at the resort?
Juice resort? Yeah. And she's like, I haven't had a solid in 3 months because COVID.
She's like, I was...
She's just trying to take a shit, honestly. And
but,
she's like,
but the difference is with Sonia, for if we're using her as an example, she's never malicious when she's drunk.
Right.
She gets fucking blackout hammered.
She's just messy.
She's just messy. She's just kind of crazy, kind of goofy, kind of funny. Now, when you have people like Dorinda Medley, they become like angry. And then you have people like Kyle who just have no regard for their fiance at all.
Right. And I think like Amanda's point of like, I'm afraid he's going to black out and do something he doesn't even remember is, again, kind of signals to me that there's something that's happened that we don't know, because that wasn't a concern previously, like last season. Well, mm-hmm. I guess they were kind of sequestered, but still, like, she, that feels new. I just like, I it worries me.
It also worries me because it's we know that. So they did the flashback to when she was told that he got really drunk and made out with that girl. This has happened before. Like, that's not the only time that this has been brought up on camera.
Yeah.
But they didn't show those times. So I'm like, this and that, I mean, and I just think maybe that is the barrier between like Lindsay and Amanda, is because Lindsay's like, I know what kind of guy Kyle is. And I don't think Lindsay's the kind of girly that would ever in her life put up with that shit.
Never.
Ever.
Ever. No, you're totally right. I could see that. I could see it. And I don't want Amanda to have to put up with that either. That's why I just hope that in a perfect case, it's just like they're putting it all on.
Do you think they got like in maybe too deep with Loverboy with each other? Like, because it's like... you know, now they have to stay together because of the company.
The brand. Mixing business with pleasure.
Yeah. Like, what happens with all of that? And I can imagine if Kyle did something to fuck up so bad and it caused them to separate, I can picture Carl taking Amanda's side over Kyle's.
Hmm.
I can picture Carl being like, I've gotten really close with Amanda.
Especially Carl.
New Carl.
6.0 Pro Max X. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You're right.
Well, do you have any other thoughts?
No, this was like such a relief to have back though in my life. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for the season. Look at how like little we needed to talk about Andrea.
Very true. Very true.
He's inconsequential. And I can't wait. I've never said these words before.
Oh boy. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I can't wait for Craig to show up.
I knew it. I knew that that's what was going to come out of your fucking mouth. Oh,
I said what I said, and you know I have thoughts on Craig. I think I have a lot of thoughts on Craig, and they're not always great.
Well, when he comes back, you're coming on the pod, and we're discussing
happily. I don't think I can say most of the things that I think about Craig, but I'll happily dance around them.
Okay.
But yeah, I would be thrilled. And I love coming on this podcast, so I appreciate you having me to talk about such a moment in time, moment in history. My first podcast as a 30-year-old.
Oh my God, it is. Well, I was going to ask you how you feel, but I won't.
Feel fine. Okay. Inching closer to death.
Allison, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on my podcast, Pop Chaser, which has recently shifted to a weekly episode. Every Tuesday, I will have a fantastic guest come on, and we will talk about all the things happening in pop culture. And you can also listen to TV Watch Repeat, which is another podcast that I host where we revisit some of the best and worst TV pilots of all time. An episode that came out yesterday was Seventh Heaven, if you guys remember that show. It's insane. And then I'm on the socials at Allison Piwo, P-I-W-O. And I am hoping everybody who listens to Pop Chaser like messages me and asks for certain topics to be discussed. Sam is going to be a guest. So message away and tell me what you want us to talk about. And hopefully we'll see your ears soon.
Ew. Okay, everybody, thank you guys so much for listening. And of course, you can use code HOTM for 20% off over at thedip.com. We have amazing content over there as well. And you can follow me at Bravo Historian on Instagram and at Takers
All on
Twitter.
Merch.
And
buy the merch.
So I hope you all enjoyed the episode, and I will see you around. Bye.